This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It is happy hour. Welcome back into the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, Bills Camp Live on the campus of St. John Fisher University. Mike Danger, Gene Battaglia, streaming video live at thefanrochester.com, and of course on your smart speaker when you ask it to play 95.7 The Fan. Joined now by Bills offensive lineman Ryan Bates. Ryan, how you been, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, another hot practice. How did it go out there today?
Went well. Yeah, getting better every day. Putting one foot in front of the other, taking steps forward. We're really growing as an offense. Feel great right now.
Ryan, we are
Penn State.
All right, just making sure. You have a bond with Mr. Pegula about your alma mater?
Yeah, I've talked to him before about Penn State. You know, he's donated a bunch of money to the hockey arena, the Pegula Ice Hockey Arena. And when I was there, I told him they have a Subway in there, which is right next to the last football building. And I probably ate lunch there every day at that Subway. So I told him that. He got a little giggle out of it, and I thanked him for the Subway. So tell
us, and I know you've told the story before, but for our audience, how did the whole Rick thing start?
Yeah, so it started in 2019. I had my teammate, Nate Becker. He was a tight end here. And he just said one day, he's like, "You just look like a Rick." And I go, "I don't know what that means, but cool." And it just kind of stuck. And to this day, people still call me Rick. And, you know, I embrace it.
It's kind of a weird take, right? Like where somebody looks like something and you just throw a name at them. Like, yeah, you're not really a Ryan. You're more of a Rick. We're just going
to
run with that.
Yeah, well, I told him to go tell my mother. And I don't think she'd be too happy because she likes my nice Irish name. So
we're talking to Ryan Bates, Bills offensive lineman here in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, Bills Camp Live. So you came to Buffalo originally in a trade. You were with the Eagles. Tomorrow, actually, your three-year anniversary of that trade. Did you know that it was coming? Was it a little bit of a shock to get dealt from Philly to Buffalo?
Oh, I had no idea that was coming. Being an undrafted rookie, my rookie year, I just came out of nowhere. You know, I got the phone call from Howie Roseman, I called my agent had no idea. You know, I knew before he did, which I was surprised, and it just kind of happened. And I didn't know at the time, I didn't know if it was a good thing or it was a bad thing. But, you know, looking back, it honestly was the best thing that could have happened to me.
Yeah, I mean, you grew up, and we'll get into this a little bit. You grew up an Eagle fan. You're Philly, you know, through and through.
Oh, yeah.
Did that. I mean, how do you not take that personally, I guess? It was kind of a lesson that this is a business, I guess.
Yeah, that was my first take on, you know, my first insight as, you know, being an NFL player and seeing the inside of the business and how it works. And, you know, it really is a business, you know. It's not like college or high school where, you know, you're with that team through guaranteed 4 years. But this is truly a business. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be in an organization like the Bills where it doesn't feel like a business most of the time. It feels like home, you know, the guys you're around and the people you play with, the teammates I play with every day. And, you know, we have a tight bond. You know, we hang out together outside of work. And, you know, it doesn't feel like work sometimes.
Ryan Bates, Bills offensive lineman, our guest here in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on the Fan Rochester. You signed an offer sheet this offseason with the Bears, talking about the
yes.
business of the NFL
yes.
here. The Bills matched it. Was all of this a mystery to you? Were there days where you didn't know if you were going to be in Buffalo or in Chicago?
Yeah, you know, I just kind of went with it. You know, I had the mindset where, you know, being a restricted free agent, you know, I really don't have the last say. The only say I have is, you know, whatever offer sheet gets presented to me. I get the opportunity to sign it or not. And so that was really all I could control. And, you know, at the end of the day, you got to do the best thing for you and your family. And, you know, some of the money that gets thrown at you is, you know, life-changing monies, you know. So, you know, I got to see that side of the business. and you know, it couldn't have worked out better. You know, I'm very fortunate to Ryan Poles and the Chicago staff for having faith in me and offering me that offer sheet. But at the end of the day, I'm very happy to stay back in Buffalo.
Yeah, and you stay back in Buffalo, and after last year, I mean, you were a big part of that offensive line down the stretch, but it's not the way that you or your teammates wanted it to end. Is there a sense that it's good that you're coming back because is there some unfinished business from last year?
Absolutely. You know, really the past 2 years, I think, 2 years ago we made it was the AFC Championship. It's all a blur.
Yeah.
I mean, and then, you know, last year was the divisional round, and both ending in the Arrowhead Stadium versus Kansas City, and that just hurts like a B word, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It really just sticks in there deep. And so, yeah, there is some unfinished business to do out there. And, you know, but, you know, we're going to take it one game at a time. It's still very early in the season, and we're going to take every game like it's Super Bowl, you know.
He's Bills offensive lineman Ryan Bates joining us during happy hour. Bills camp live from St. John Fisher University. Danger and Battaglia in the sports bar. Ryan, new offensive line coach in Aaron Cromer this year. New offensive coordinator this year in Ken Dorsey. How are things different now working with these two coordinators in their new roles?
Oh, it's awesome. You know, we're very fortunate to have both Dorsey and Cromer on the staff. You know, Dorsey, you know, he's been, you know, I think it's his first time calling plays, and he's doing a great job. A lot of our periods right now are calling, and, you know, in the situations we're in, where we are on the field, whether we're in the red zone, the fringe, you know, backed up, and he's got great play calling ability. And Aaron Cromer, he's doing a great job teaching us different techniques. You know, I'm learning stuff every day. This is my fourth year in the league, and I've been playing football for a long time. And, you know, I'm learning about the game every day, you know, just from both these guys, you know, the experience they have and where they've been in their life and in their career. And I'm very fortunate to be learning from both of them.
It's a revamped defensive line you're practicing against every day. And who better to ask than you? Like, okay, who has impressed you so far? What are your thoughts on the guys you're going at every day in practice?
Everybody right now. I mean, it's so hard to – we have so much depth on the D-line right now. It's so hard. There's no drop-off whatsoever from the ones to the twos to the threes. I mean, we have so much talent and ability on our D-line, starting with Von Miller. You got Greg Rousseau, Ed Oliver, Daquan Jones, Jordan Phillips, Tim Settle. I mean, I can go on and on. These guys, they're getting us better. We're getting them better. We're a very talented group, and very, very looking forward to the season.
Right. When you're at this stage of camp, and reports today that the offense was struggling a little bit, specifically in the offensive line, when you've got guys shuffling in and shuffling out, guys that have been injured, guys that are kind of working their way back in or working back from those injuries, how hard is it to find that continuity that you need here once you hit to the regular season here in week one?
Yeah, this is the time of the year where we create that chemistry, and, you know, we form that bond. This is where it starts. And, you know, there have been some soft tissue injuries here and there where some guys haven't been able to practice. And, you know, it's important to get, you know, whether it's – even though they're not at practice, it's important to get those walkthrough reps with those guys and getting each other on the same page of where each other's eyes are at, where they're looking, where they should be looking, where their feet are. And it's really so much things that go into it, and that's so important for us as an offensive line to really work together and communicate.
So, Brian, we read that you had a Brian Westbrook fathead on your kid as a kid growing up there. Did you want to be a running back, or what point, Ryan, did you feel like, okay, maybe the offensive line might be the path for me here?
You know, like you said earlier, I grew up a diehard Eagles fan, and so actually to this day, my childhood, it's still there. I mean, I didn't take it down at all. I mean, but every kid growing up, they want the ball in their hands. They want to be the playmaker. You know what I mean? You know, I was just given the genetics where I wasn't able to do that. So I was an offensive line through and through from day one.
Pushing people around.
Yeah.
Yeah, love it. What about the Sixers now here? What are they going to have to do to get over the hump here? Did Ben Simmons permanently destroy this franchise single-handedly? What are your thoughts on the Sixers?
You know what? I'm not going to talk too much about the Sixers. Honestly, I haven't followed much in the past year, just given everything that's going on in my life. And I've only got to watch a couple games. But, you know, I have faith in them. They're going to pull it out this year, and I think the organization will do a good job.
Yeah, I mean, what people don't realize is, like, football, like, it really is, you know, 12 months year for you guys.
It's year-round. You know, we get a couple months off where you have the ability to go, you know, take some trips here and there, see the family. But after those 2-3 months, you're working out every day, you know, grinding. you know, doing football drills. Even though it's not football season, you still got to create that muscle memory and stay sharp on it.
And how would you say you're feeling right now in terms of your health a week and a half, 2 weeks into training camp?
I feel good. Yeah, I feel good. Yeah.
We're talking to Ryan Bates, Buffalo Bills offensive lineman. We like to spotlight some of the good things that you, because, I mean, if you were in an opportunity to help, tell us a little bit about uplifting athletes and some of these kids that you're working with.
Yeah, so I work with Brett Brackett at Uplifting Athletes. I haven't talked to him in a couple months now. But, you know, coming out of college, I was the president of Uplifting Athletes at Pennsylvania State. PSU. I don't know why I was going to say Pennsylvania State University. at Penn State. And, you know, it's a great opportunity to raise money for rare disease kids. And, you know, those kids are going through a lot. And it's just a great opportunity to basically work out. People donate, you know, we have this bench competition where you're 225 and you bench it how many times, and people donate on how many each rep, they donate money. And so I did it for my pro day. It's just a good opportunity to raise money and, you know, for kids who are going through a hard time.
Ryan, did you come back to Buffalo this summer for the tragic top shooting? And if you did, what was that scene like with your teammates and being involved in the community the way that the Bills did?
You know, it was awesome. You know, doing things like that, it's a great opportunity to get out in the community and, you know, sometimes, you know, we're up here in Buffalo and I'm just here by myself. I got my apartment. So, when I go out, it's a good opportunity to go out and see that, be in the actual community and see what people are going through. You know, it was a very unfortunate thing that happened. And, you know, we had the opportunity to go up there and hand out food and have a little food drive. And, you know, it was good. You know, it's nice putting, you know, smiles on people's faces.
Ryan, last one for me, and that's it's a game week, sort of game, preseason game coming up here. Have they given you any idea, like, as far as what the ones, the twos, like what we'll see coming up Saturday night?
Well, we're going to have to wait and find out.
That's the answer Sean McDermott wants you to give. That's a good answer. He's Ryan Bates, Bills offensive lineman, our guest here in the Sports Bar, Danger and Battaglia, live from Buffalo Bills training camp. Man, have a great season. Stay healthy. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you having me.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.